Welcome, NerdWatch listeners, once again to a very special episode of the NerdWatch podcast. As you most of you know, the NerdWatch was at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. Of course, that involved my compatriot here with me, Todd, and of course, Alika, and in spirit, Cynthia Isaac, and of course, Format, and Gannon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a chance to talk to terrific people like Casey Morimoto. We talked to
Horimoto.
Jeez, I'm horrible at this. Sorry, Casey Horimoto.
Was
thank
Lindsay
you very much.
There?
hilarious. But we got to talk to. We got to also talk to
William Shatner.
We did not get to talk to William Shatner.
Jason David Frank.
No, I did get to talk to DJ Cavicane. I got to talk to Chad Harden. Those interviews are all going to be right here.
Todd Bernardi.
I did get to speak to Todd Bernardi. And I also got to speak to some of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys as
Gross.
Well. And I got to speak to some great artists, guys like CV Illustrations and guys from X-Ray Vision as well. And one of my favorite interviews, of course, Stacy Hayashi from Journey of Heroes. So there's a lot of that stuff. That's going to be on these, I guess, 10 or 12 interviews. I can't remember how many, but I just want to let you guys know the very special episode. Yeah, I know there's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. So please sit back, enjoy. They're about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, some maybe 20 minutes. And we talk to great artists and great entrepreneurs.
I like peanut butter.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.
On your
Amazing
balls.
Hawaii Comic Con. We can never make anything professional on this show, can we? Like, ever. Anyway, enjoy the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews right here on the NerdWatch podcast. So aloha and enjoy.
Shut up.
Is it chunky peanut butter?
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of this very special edition of the NerdWatch podcast. We are here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. And if some of you don't remember, we talked to X-Ray Vision. And they're crazy cool mashups of pop culture, local culture here in Hawaii, and of course, you know, just movies and games. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, he's got a partner, and his partner's name is Rico. It's not really Rico, but it's Rico. Is that right?
Yeah, it's Rico. Others, my mom calls me Kevin.
Oh, Rico, Kevin, it's close enough. So, Rico, you work alongside X-Ray Vision, but you're a collaborator, you said. So what exactly do you do here?
Well, I actually... Basically, we sell bar top arcade cabinets. They have like 800 games on them and stuff, and we sell them all custom made with like different designs and such. But pretty much with X-Ray Vision and stuff, we just kind of hang out, chill out here at the expos, and sell things and just have a good time.
You make the bar top
yes.
arcades?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, those are all custom designed.
Yeah, they're all custom designed.
So what kind of work are you doing? I mean, as far as that goes, are you actually You're actually doing the installation, making the cabinet and everything?
Yeah, so all that kind of stuff. So even, like, the graphics that are on it and stuff, the buttons, the joysticks, all that kind of stuff, like, it's all custom made, made to order.
Oh, they're all made to order. Now, I do see that it does seem to fit perfectly on top of a bar top, as it were. What kind of games are there? Most are there a lot of games that are requested, or do you stick to a genre? How do you choose?
No, it kind of the system that's in there already has like 815 games on it. So there's all kinds of stuff from like fighting games to shooting games to beat 'em ups like Ninja Turtles, Simpsons, all the classics and stuff, to like old school ones like Pac-Man, Galaga, all those.
Now, you can custom those cabinets to like any business too? Is that how it goes as well?
Yeah, so they even have like a coin slot on the side. So like a lot of people, I've actually had a few who are interested to put it in their own like little shops that they have out here, you know? And it accepts quarters, tokens, whatever like you want to do. So I just work with people, like any businesses, like we just kind of agree on what we want to do.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Shoot, I guess like maybe a year now is like when we started doing it, but it wasn't until like maybe a couple months ago that it like really started moving and I started really pushing it.
Well, most importantly, what is the name of your company?
1UP Arcades.
1UP Arcades, and you're based out of Hawaii.
Yeah, we're right here, local, live right down the street from the convention center.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm assuming that you're are you an entrepreneur or are you a lover of these kind of games?
Dude. It's mostly for the love of it. Like, honestly, I really just love games, especially, like, classic retro ones and stuff. But now that if I can make a little bit of money off it, even better.
Fantastic. Now, this is a beautiful one you have right here. This is
a custom custom cabinet that you make as well. And it does seem perfect. I mean, as far as the size goes, fits right in on top of a bar top. And it looks just like an arcade machine, just without all the bottom the bottom heavy section.
Exactly. So one of our first shows, we actually built like a full-size arcade cabinet. And it was like super cool. It was fun and stuff. But then moving it around and things, like, it was awful. But then at the same time, like, even to put it in our houses, like, it takes up a whole corner. So, you know, in Hawaii, like, everybody has, like, smaller places. Space. Everything's kind of, like, smaller in Hawaii. So it just kind of makes sense. Like, I was inspired by, like, I would talk to different people. They're like, man, this would be awesome if it was a little smaller.
<You know? laughs> Right.
So I was like, oh, it actually kind of makes sense. You know, you put it on a table, you put it at your office desk or in a store or something.
For sure. Like, and like you said, it's tuned to, like, have over how many games?
800 games.
800 games.
Yeah.
All right, so... I don't know if you like to talk price over the air, but normally, what say you go to a, say somebody in the bar business is interested in this, or some guy that wants it in his house. What does it look like for them to get this cabinet built? How much it would it cost them to do, and how long does it take?
Yeah, usually I'm selling it for $1,000 for that. If you see me at the conventions or something like that, we could talk. I usually do a little bit of a discount, you know, drop it down a bit.
Cool.
If you have a store or something like that, we can kind of do like a leasing type thing where you can do like 50-50 for all that, and I wouldn't charge you monthly for it. So it all kind of depends, you know. I'm willing to work with anybody for...
Fantastic. Now, where can we see you online? Where can people take a look at the cabinets online if there is available? Where can we see this stuff, Rico?
I'm on mostly Instagram and Facebook. So if you just look up at 1UP Arcades on either one of those, you'll see me. You'll see my designs and all that on there.
So 1UP Arcades is where we can find you.
Yes, sir.
Rico, so you're also working with X-Ray Vision as well. And you guys, do you guys collaborate on designs too, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's kind of like, since we're like super good friends and stuff, like usually we're just like sitting around or something. We're like, dude, wouldn't it be funny if you like made, you know, Spider-Man do a shaka or something like that? And then you'll be like, oh yeah, you know. It's just kind of like that. It's a friendly collaboration stuff. So,
Fantastic. Well, listen, Rico, thank you so much for talking to us, my friend. Check him out, 1UP Arcades. If you happen to be listening to this, he, of course, is at the X-Ray Vision booth during the Comic-Con. If not, check him out at 1UP Arcades. And is it also? Do you also have the .com for that as well? Or?
Well, I have the .com, but I don't have anything there yet.
Okay. All right, so everything is Facebook, 1UP Arcades.
Yeah,
look right
Facebook,
there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Rico, thank you so much for talking to us, my friend. And that's about it for this edition of the NerdWatch Interviews. Keep it tuned right here, because we're going to have more interviews right here from the floor of the amazing Hawaii Comic Con. So until next time, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you, aloha.